Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Well, everybody, I have a message I want to share with you. You all know that I teach about health, and I help people that are sick, and do my best to help people who are healing, or expecting to heal, or trying to heal from things that are going on. And Yahweh's given us the guidelines and the directions of what He wants us to do in His scriptures of how to heal. Praying is part of the process, and prayer could override everything. If we sincerely pray, Yah can do miracles. Faith can accomplish wonderful things. Even if somebody is not faithful, they could still be healed. However, our Creator has given us a recipe. He's given us guidelines. He's given us instructions of how to live our lives and what to do. And if we get sick, what to eat and how to act and how to be. And if we continue to ignore His guidelines and instructions, how and why do we expect to stay healed and be healed from an emotional, physical, and spiritual standpoint? Many of you that are here watching right now, and many of you that are watching everywhere, will come in desperate prayer to be healed from a certain disease while you continue to live against the guidelines and instructions that our Creator gave us on every single level. When it comes to a diet standpoint, most of you are eating denatured, processed, genetically modified food as the majority of your diet. And you're wondering why that Yahweh would allow you to get sick. Yahweh created for you and made available to you and makes available to you every single day the fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, unprocessed in nature. But you make excuses and listen to the advertisers and the world, and you eat everything but what He told you to eat on a regular basis, and wonder why you're sick. We have the great intervention of juicing machines and blenders to help people that don't want to chew their food or can't chew their food or want to get nutrients into their body quicker than ever. But people would rather spend their money on the garbage of the world than spend their money on one of these machines. We need to get right with our Creator's plan for us if we want to get His result for us. Know the plans I have for you there for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. Understand that isn't just in the healing, that's also in the ingredients or the instructions. Part of the plans that He wants for us is to live a certain life. He tells us what to eat, when to eat, and how much to eat it. If you go against all these ideas and instructions of our Creator, we run into a problem. Our body was designed to eat a certain food in a certain amount. People take it out of hand. Yahweh created us to be satisfied with what He provided and trust that He will meet our needs. People today are never satisfied with what He provides and try to do more and more and more. Never trusting and being secure in Him, they have all these anxieties and all these other things that they got to take drugs to overcome. Having no faith in our Creator with prayer, they take drugs to deal with their anxiety, their worry, and their fear. Having no satisfaction from what our Creator provides, they seek more and more and more. We live in a time today we have more books about diet than ever before in the history of man, but we have more obese people than ever before in the history of man. We live in a time we have more knowledge, wisdom, and science about how to heal disease than ever before in man, and we have more sick people than ever before in man. The real connection is we have more people now today living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. So we have diseased, obese people suffering and wondering why their prayers aren't getting answered. We've created habits that are counterproductive and go against what our Creator wanted us to live by and be by. We listen to these worldly people, but we don't have time to pick up our Bibles. Know the plans I have for you. He says he has a plan for us. What is his diet plan? In Genesis 1:29, it says the food for man is fruits and vegetables. It doesn't say the plan for man is McDonald's and Burger King. What are people not understanding? Our Creator created a light in the sky so we could see our food and eat it. And that's when digestion is at its best. He wants us to be sleeping when that light is out, when the moon is out at nighttime. And that's when cleansing is taking place. He's given us the wisdom and the knowledge to figure out the different processes of the human body of when it's healing and when it's detoxifying and so on. But the average person will not eat all day. They'll take a drug to stay awake all day. And then when they should be sleeping and resting at night, they can't sleep and all they do is sit up all night and eat and stuff themselves. We need to get back to his plan if we want his results. People will make every excuse in the world why they can eat things that he originally did not to eat and completely avoid the things that he wants us to eat. Man has created diets that go completely against the way he wanted us to eat. If you take any animal in nature that has not been corrupted by humans, or you take any baby in nature that has not been corrupted by humans or advertisements or anything like that, and you put in front of them a piece of fruit versus a dead carcass, 100% of the time they will go for the piece of fruit. Unless they're a carnivore animal. A carnivore animal will go for the dead carcass. An herbivore animal will go for the fruit. We are not carnivores. We are not designed to be that way. 100% of the time a baby will pick an orange over a dead carcass. But with advertising and corruption and everything else, now that baby will pick up the Kentucky Fried Chicken over the banana. That is not natural. And it's not just a natural of a baby. We spend our whole lives being corrupted and manipulated by the world and the advertising and everything else. Us humans, as adults, will go and pick up the chicken wing over the banana or the apple. And then they wonder why they're sick. We need to put our trust in Yahweh and trust him and his ways and what he wanted for us. And understand the only reason man started to eat meat was because he sinned. And he got kicked out of the world's greatest health food store that had the best fruits and vegetables, which was the Garden of Eden. And for a certain time, there was no fruits or vegetables available. So he created a situation where he allowed people to eat some certain animals. But that doesn't do away with the scripture that says, do not dine with gluttons or feast with drunkards, because people today are over-consuming animals, which make it even worse. Even during scriptural times, people ate meat only during special occasions. They didn't eat it five times a day like they do today. Corrupted, genetically modified, drugged up meat and the milk from that meat and the byproducts from that meat is what people are eating today, and they're wondering why they're getting sick. Some people say they think it's amazing that somebody could switch to a Yahweh's healthy diet and get better from something like cancer. And I say the body is so amazing and we're built so wonderful that it's amazing that we could eat McDonald's as long as we eat it and not get cancer. Food is supposed to have a life process to it, a ripening stage, a freshness stage, and a rotting stage. When you have a food that just made in some laboratory and will sit there for 10 years and look the same exact way, that's not real food. That's chemicals that you're putting in your body that were made to be sweetened up and taste good, but they're really covering up and masking up all the chemicals and drugs that's in the food that you're taking. The average person today that knows what's going on in the world, they think will avoid things I don't even want to say the word because I don't want to get banned, but they will avoid taking certain things by an injection into their body because they don't want anyone to put things in their body that shouldn't be there. But at the same time, those people will eat anything without even knowing what's in their food, creating these situations and these problems. So I'm praying that people will wake up and get right with this and understand these things and start making the right choices. I'm here to help people, and I make videos to help people, and try my best to teach people the things that our Creator wants us to do when it comes to health. But you can only tell people the information. You can't make them do it. And unfortunately today, the media and the news and TV or television is telling people this vision and corrupting people to believe things that simply are not Yahweh's way. You got more people listening to Dr. Oz about their health than they are listening to Yahweh's word. And people don't get it. So if you want to dip your food in some cockroach spray or some other deadly toxin or something before you consume it, and telling me it doesn't matter, and then you're dealing with all these diseases and everything else, it does matter. You know, the real weapons of mass destruction today are not the bombs and all the guns and everything else. The real weapons of mass destruction that are killing more people today than anything else before is the knife and fork that people use to commit slow suicide by putting all the junk that they put in their bodies. So I pray people are going to wake up and get this right and understand this. When our Creator said in the scripture, there's clean food and unclean food, that unclean food is not food. It was never meant to be in our bodies. But it goes beyond that. He also gave us instructions of not to be gluttons and overeat, not to live a life of just following the world's ways and just eating when they gave you. Daniel gave a great example in scripture when he was in front of the pagan kings. He would not bow down and submit and eat the food that they wanted him to eat. He said, feed me with vegetables and water and test me after 10 days and see if I'm stronger and wiser than all the other prisoners. And that's what they did. And he was wiser and stronger than all the others. We have so many examples set in scripture of how to thrive in our lives and what to do. But people still want to make excuses. But this person did this and this person ate that. I have a whole bunch of people tell me all the time, but Yeshua did this, Yeshua did that. Yeshua also was the living Torah and follows Yahweh's word. And he didn't overconsume. And he prayed every day. And he did what he was supposed to do. Stop picking and choosing to find the things that you want to do to appease your flesh and please the enemy. People, he doesn't need to destroy people. It's people destroying themselves by doing these things. It's not difficult to understand of everything in scripture. The easiest topic that's clearly laid out for us is about diet. But the topic people ignore and get wrong the most is diet. How do you mistranslate? Do this and don't do that. Eat this and don't eat that. But people will try to come up with their own human wisdom, interventions and everything else and eat a whole bunch of things and create new labels for themselves and everything else. The more you process food by man intervention, the more you process information by man intervention, the more you get away from Yah's original design and instructions, the less you're going to get the results that Yahweh wanted you to have. So I pray that people are understanding this and people are getting this. Even those that are eating somewhat healthy, when do they exercise? How often are they sleeping? How is their stress levels? You see, we need to look at all the aspects of health, not just one aspect of health, and get this right and understand this right and do the best we can do. And yes, we don't have control over everything. We don't have control over some of the toxic air we're breathing in or some of the toxic water we may be drinking. But that isn't a reason or excuse not to do what we do have control over. And we do have control over many of these things. I pray that people are going to wake up and start to realize this truth and start to live the way our Creator wanted them to live when it comes to these things. So I have a lot of people that are sick and unhealthy. And, you know, one of the things is this drug insurance. I don't call it health insurance. I call it drug insurance because it doesn't pay for health. It pays for drugs. As long as people can pay for their drugs, they're willing to listen to the doctor's drug therapy ways. But by living healthy and natural, people got to pay out of their own pocket and they don't want to take responsibility for their own health. Well, that's not covered by insurance, so I can't do that. Yahweh's way is covered by the best insurance, his word. But just because the money of the big corporations don't cover eating healthy, people don't want to do that. They'll go in and put every chemotherapy drug and every other needle and every other thing in their bodies because it's free or because they don't have to pay for it when they really are paying it for it with their health. But they want to avoid the things that are going to help them heal, whether it's a natural supplement or whether it's or something else that's going to help people heal. The food or even Yahweh's greatest gift of healing, and it's free and it's great. It's called fasting, not eating, just fasting and praying. But people are so corrupted into putting food in their mouth hole all day long that all they do is eat, eat, eat. And if you tell somebody not to eat for even a day, they act like you've asked them to jump off a bridge or something. People don't want to take examples from scripture of what people did when they wanted to hear from our Creator and how he wants them to work by living a certain way and to slowing down. And when he tells the body to rest, rest is rest. You know, people aren't getting enough rest. They can't even stay awake half the day without taking some toxic drug, but they cover it up and they call it a coffee or Starbucks or something else, which, by the way, has a pagan image and is a pagan god. But people go into these houses of worship and they get their coffee religiously, like it's the most important thing in their lives. If people were as committed to their scripture as they are coffee, we wouldn't be in this situation to begin with. But that's the situation we find ourselves in today. So people are eating their sugar donut and their drugged up caffeinated coffee, and they're wondering why they got all these health issues. People are obese and sick. They just don't know what to do for the answer. And they want to pray, pray, and pray, but they don't want to take action and do anything about it. And Yahweh says, stop eating something, or Yahweh uses somebody to tell them not to eat that, or stop smoking something. There's no difference than the average person that smokes and gets lung cancer and acts surprised to the person that eats junk food and eats the things they're not supposed to be eating and overeats and gets sick and they act surprised. Why are you acting surprised? You're doing what's defiling the body. Your body's supposed to be the tabernacle of Yah to keep it clean, as all the scriptures say. But that's not happening today. People are making it a mess, and they're making excuses why they're doing it. So you could have all the meat you want and all the coffee you want and all this other stuff and make all your excuses and pull out your scripts of why this is okay and that's okay. You don't even have the courage or the capability to go and miss one meal in one day. And you're in a doctor's office contacting me, telling me what diet is best to eat. It's time we get right. You need to go into Starbucks less than going to the gym more. You know, and start exercising some more and stop just being in Starbucks all day. Shut out your TV and to open up your Bible. So, and Yahweh doesn't want us to do this so we could have more fun in life and we could just be happy and indulge in more worldly pleasures. No, the more energy we have, we can go out there and let people know about Yeshua. You know, how people can say, well, I want to go out there and preach about Yeshua, but I don't feel well. You don't feel well physically to go preach the words of Yeshua. You're not something not going according to that plan. Moses was 120 climbing mountains. Here you are, a young person complaining about you don't feel well. So, you know, Yah's given us so much information with technology and knowledge that we can use to our advantage. But many people, that they're showing a blind eye to this. Some people say, how could somebody read the scripture so long and not understand that we need to be keeping Torah and need to be obedient to our scriptures? Well, how can somebody read the health guidelines and instructions alone and completely live against it? That's the question we need to ask. You know, so I know we're all going to have new bodies one day, as they say, right? Well, right now we got the bodies we got. That's not a reason to treat it like garbage. You know, as I start to come see this more and more, I start to realize that people are addicted to the wrong things. We should be addicted to prayer and reading Yahweh's word and letting people know about Yahweh. But people are addicted to their drugs and their caffeine and everything else. And their alcohol. They want to make excuses. Excuses for drinking alcohol. Oh, now everything I said was good until that. Oh, I was on board with everything you were saying, but the Bible says it's okay to drink alcohol. Don't just get drunk. Well, what happens when you drink alcohol? Hello? That's one of the most dumbest statements I ever heard. We could drink alcohol, just don't get drunk. What happens when you drink alcohol? Wake up, people. Wake up, people. Well, I don't get drunk when I drink alcohol. Yeah, because if you're a functional alcoholic, you won't. If you've never had a drink, take one sip and watch what happens. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your body. Well, I can do any drug I want because it comes from nature originally. You know, go swallow a whole bottle of medication from the doctor at one time. Originally, maybe it came from nature. You know, and all these different things people are doing that just, you know, take every single drug that the doctor will give them. The doctor. Well, my Bible says, don't put your trust in man, put it in Yahweh. Unless somebody today has a white coat and a sign on the wall, people don't want to listen to you. This isn't a prophecy. This is scripture. Do this and don't do that. People would rather smoke or snort every herb or inject every drug into their body. But you just tell them to eat something healthy and natural and unprocessed, and they look at you like you're crazy. Do you understand what radiation is? I mean, think about this world today. Somebody would rather inject or consume radiation, which in nuclear plants and nuclear world, we're trying to run away from that. But they'll go to a doctor's office and inject radiation. While refusing to eat his fruits and vegetables. Come on now. What's wrong with people? People literally willing to go to the market that's so super in their lives, that supermarket, and pass up the aisle that has the fresh fruits and vegetables that were found in the Garden of Eden. And go to the murder aisle with blood dripping everywhere. There's rooms right there. You can see it with big glass right there. People slaughtering animals right there. That's not Yah's altar. Blood dripping everywhere. They have these white coats with blood all over them. And they're wrapping this piece of meat up nicely and putting it out. And people are going to go and consume that. And they're going to look at the date. Oh, what date was this animal slaughtered before I eat it? There's blood everywhere. Smells terrible. People are going to pass up the fruits and vegetables and go eat that. And wonder why they're sick. Oh, that market, that market's super to you, all right? I got to go get my meat. Or I got to go get my drugged up milk that they put every chemical possible known to man in this mother's milk. Of a cow that was meant to be over 800 tons for a baby calf that's supposed to be that same size. Completely wondering why children are overweight and obese because you're giving them cow's milk that is fit for a cow that's going to grow up and be 800 pounds or something. People got to get this right. And Yah's given his word. So when you pray for this and you pray for wisdom, of what to do about these things. Yahweh has told you what his food should be. Yahweh has told you what his medicine should be. Yahweh has told you how to consume it, when to consume it, and why to consume it. But what are people doing out there with your excuses? Some people want to get creative. I'm going to make my own homemade wine and I'm going to go kill my own animals. Really? Really? Yahweh's provided every single thing we need in nature. But he's given us guidelines and instructions of what to do with those things. People want to get in debate and question scripture and all these different things about, well, I'm wrong and this and the Bible. Look, you could have all your reasons and all your excuses to do all the things you want to do. And I do pray for my brothers and sisters that Yahweh will heal those that are sick. And I can tell you that I feel amazing, and I want my brothers and sisters to feel this way. I'm not trying to push an agenda. I'm trying to help you feel as good as you could possibly feel so you can go out there and do the work that Yahweh wants you to do. If I just want to be popular, I tell you to drink all the coffee you want, drink all the wine you want, and go out there and eat all the meat you want. I tell you to indulge as much as you want, sleep very little, and go out there and take drugs to stay awake. Oh, I'll be the most popular teacher on the internet if I tell you things like that. Everyone would love me. That's not what Yahweh wants us to do, those things. He doesn't want us to do those things. Stop making your stomach a cemetery for dead animals and start eating the food that he designed you to eat. We're not carnivore animals, folks. And just because you can get away with something is not an excuse to keep doing it when you find out it's bad for you. You understand that? So I pray somebody's getting this, hearing this, comprehending it, and understanding it. I give you water you shall not thirst for. You shall not thirst. And I give you food that you shall not hunger. Hallelujah. He's given us the things that we need from a spiritual standpoint and a physical standpoint. Emotionally, let's break from the advertisements of this world. All right? So I pray that something we said is helping you all. May Yahweh bless you this day and be with you this day.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. Our current sermon series is entitled The Blessed Life. Join us for worship Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. or online at thegraceplace.com. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Can be found.